This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Carmelo Alvarado. Date of birth is March 11, 1966. Case ID number is 3590144. Date of exam, August 4, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and medical records from Dr. Jose Peña, dated 5/16/22. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old divorced male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, decreased circulation, comma, hypertension, comma, and heart problems with fluid in the lungs. The claimant is presently employed as a provider, which he has been doing for 5 years. He's also been a driver and done odd jobs for 8 years. The claimant states he worked as a farm worker for approximately 15 years. During the time that he did work as a farmer, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2004, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and weight loss. He was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus with diabetic peripheral neuropathy and angiopathy. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy or nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy and atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease. The claimant checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between around 200 mg/dL, which is very high. He states the lowest it's ever been is 65 mg/dL, and the highest it's been is above 600. At the present time, he is taking oral medications and insulin. The claimant takes metformin 500 milligrams BID and glipizide 5 milligrams BID along with Lantus 10 units QD. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2, which is fairly well controlled. His condition appears to be stable at this time according to the hemoglobin A1C. Allegation number two, decreased circulation. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having left leg pain and decreased pulses in his lower extremities along with decreased circulation. He was diagnosed with atherosclerosis of his lower extremities, and Doppler studies were performed which revealed that he had decreased circulation in his left leg from his femoral artery all the way down. He complains of cold feet and a coldness in his left leg. He denies any fractures or surgeries performed for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, coldness, pain and stiffness, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1.5 blocks, stand for 20 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 to 10 pounds with his left arm. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. At the present time, he's taking Tylenol 1,000 milligrams QD, which does give him some relief. The claimant states that the only other physical activity he does is doing some odd repairs around the house, like fixing the sidewalk on his knees. His physician at this time is Dr. Jose Peña. There was some confusion about his Doppler studies, and no surgery has been performed, secondary to lack of funds. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and the claimant is taking aspirin, 81 milligrams, POQD, for his condition. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, he was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, temporal and occipital headaches, comma, but no blurred vision. The claimant does state that he had a myocardial infarction in 2022, but denies any cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 152 over 83 mmHg. And which appears to be fairly normal at this time. The claimant is presently taking Entresto 24 milligrams / 26 milligram 1/2 tablet BID, Carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, Lasix 40 milligrams POQD. His condition at this time is stable and being treated. Allegation number 4, heart problems with fluid in the lungs. The claimant states that in 2022, he presented himself to Knapp Hospital secondary to having a stabbing chest pain in the on the left side of his chest in the mid-clavicular mediastinum area, which with pain radiating up to his neck. He was diagnosed with a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction and was hospitalized for 6 days. He did not have any surgery for his condition. He states that he still has this pain every other day and that it is precipitated by any kind of exertion and sometimes with resting and food intake. The claimant denies taking any other medications, states that the pain is relieved by resting. He denies taking nitroglycerin or antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, and dizziness. He denies any nausea or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. The claimant has a history of gastritis but denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from atherosclerosis and congestive heart failure. He does have pedal edema, but only sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with left ventricular hypertrophy with diastolic dysfunction, non-ST elevated myocardial infarction with an ejection fraction of 30%. Recently, he has been rechecked for his ejection fraction with Doppler studies, with an echo, and states that it is now 15%. He has also had a mitral valve regurgitation and renal artery stenosis diagnosed with catheterization. He was diagnosed with an anterior septal apical hypokinesis. His condition at this time is stable but guarded. Family history. The mother is 95 and has hypertension and a pacemaker. She is presently still living. He has a father who passed away at the age of 40 from heart disease and a myocardial infarction. He has a brother who has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and heart failure, who's 55 years old, who has passed away. And he has two other sisters with diabetes mellitus and heart disease. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, Lantus, 10 units, sub-Q QD, glipizide, 5 milligrams BID, Entresto, 24 milligrams / 26 milligrams, 1/2 tablet BID, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, trazodone, 50 milligrams QHS, Lasix, 40 milligrams QD, Ventolin, 0.083%, 2.5 milligrams in 3 cc's, PRN is needed for shortness of breath. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, left ventricular hypertrophy with mild mitral valve regurgitation, systolic congestive heart failure, history of a small transischemic attack, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of a non-ST elevated myocardial infarction, right buttock abscess, history of hernia times two, dyslipidemia, history of peripheral vascular disease with angiopathy secondary to diabetes, history of left ventricular hypertrophy with diastolic dysfunction and an ejection fraction of 30%, which is now 15%, and a history of renal artery stenosis and an anterior septal apical hypokinesis. Major surgeries, incision and drainage of the right heel in 2008, social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/4 pack of cigarettes per day or 2 to 3 cigarettes per day for 36 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 12 ounces of beer, 1 to 2 per month for 6 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana in the past, back in 1987. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 167.5 pounds. Height, 5 feet 6 inches. BP 152/83 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 27, general. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to shortness of breath. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20, pinhole is 20/20, OS uncorrected is 20/20, pinhole is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are more than 7 centimeters, and there was a irregular heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Lungs were clear to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant did have some cyanosis and signs of diabetic dermal lesions consistent with uncontrolled diabetes on both lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant appeared to have peripheral vascular disease as well as diabetic lesions. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin, the claimant does have multiple diabetic lesions of the lower extremity. Neurological exam. The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to neurological on the last page? Grip strength was +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dextrous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant does have decreased pinch exam and a grip strength of +4/5 bilaterally, and he is able to oppose all his fingers but has decreased function of his fingers. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, secondary to dermal lesions, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is mildly abnormal grip strength bilaterally with decreased ability to pinch. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and no limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to heart failure, which appears to be severe at this time, and uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Confirm with physical examination. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.2, which appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, decreased circulation secondary to diabetic angiopathy and peripheral vascular disease, confirmed with physical examination. Number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure at this visit was 152/83 mmHg, which is normal. He appears to be stable. Allegation number four, heart problems with fluid retention in his lungs, history of left ventricular hypertrophy and diastolic dysfunction with a positive history of non-ST elevated myocardial infarction. The claimant also has a history of mitral valve regurgitation and renal artery stenosis, as well as an anterior septal apical hypokinesis indicating a possible myocardial infarction in that area. The claimant's ejection fraction was 30%, and he has told me now that it is 15%, which is severe congestive heart failure and heart disease. His condition is stable at this time, but guarded. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Carmelo Alvarado.